So we are listening, or you are listening, or someone's listening.
Hopefully people are listening.
Yeah. Oh, to the Die Laughing Records
radio podcast. Right? Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast with my friend Brian Turney from the Gargoyles.
Hey, everybody.
Go, 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 girl, Jillian Elizabeth.
And this is Rob, and we're listening to episode number 41.
God, 41. Jesus,
Louise. Do you remember being 41?
Jesus, God, yeah.
How long ago was that?
100 years ago.
Do you want a calculator?
I don't know. I don't know my arithmetic.
Die Laughing Records Punk Rock Podcast with Rob Trisler.
You're tuned in to the Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. I am your host, Robert Trisler, and I'm so glad you're here. This is episode number 41, and this week we have for you a live tour journal by Dave Dalton for the Unfortunate Bastard mini tour that took place, along with news from Keith and Chelsea of Bite from Burger Boogaloo that took place in San Francisco. Along with, we have What is PR? We also have our triple shot of the week, shout outs, and so much music your head will explode that we can put into 1 hour. So here we go. Born Sick, let's start this show with the theme song. So, hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
We'll be right back.
I did not expect to get all of you drunk on the first two tracks of this show, but with that said, we started out in San Francisco, California with the Cap Street Girls drinking a fifth on Sixth, and then carefully made it across that Bay Bridge as we watched for cops and all that good stuff, and we got to hear Fuck 'Em with their track Get Me Drunk, and they're from Oakland, California, and that's off their record No Escape, available on DieLaughingRecords.com merch store. Let's get on with this show now, and hopefully we can let this buzz carry us through the rest of the show.
The Die Laughing Triple Shot of the Week.
All right, so that was your triple shot of the week on Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. And I got to tell you, the first track you heard was Die Laughing's own Social Unrest with our track Mardi Gras. That'll be out later this summer on Die Laughing Records digital release only. And if you didn't know already, Danny Norwood from the band is going to be playing shows with the Screaming Bloody Marys coming up soon at some upcoming book dates. On the second track you heard was a band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania called Crooked Cobras with their track In Your Face off their album Appetite for Distraction that's available on Bandcamp. Pretty darn good album. I just listened to it yesterday and a little bit today. And the final track of our triple shot of the week is a band from Fresno, California called Face for Radio with their track Falling Apart. It was actually sent to us by a three-time offender, which actually gets aired on our show by Macker Melcher.
Hey, I'm Richard from the band District 13, and we're from London in the UK. I listen to the amazing Go 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 Girl on the Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
Thank you.
That was Die Laughing Records radio podcast listeners District 13 with their track Wildflowers. Check out their new album Soma coming out on all the download and social platforms July 15th.
Send your pick to me for free swag from Die Laughing Records. Go, go, girl. Hi, Juliana Elizabeth here. Online promotions and your go, 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 girl from Die Laughing Records.
Is here with Mr. Dave Dalton and friends.
Hi folks, Dave Dalton here. I am the unfortunate bastard. I brought out my acoustic guitar, brushed it off all the dust, retuned it, getting ready to do this 3-day little mini tour. So I started off July 3rd at the Hotel Utah. It was very cool. The promoter there, Veronica Lady V, as I call her, was doing her best to make things running smooth, but it got kind of out of hand. There was a lot of testosterone, a lot of amplifiers, stomp boxes, and all kinds of whatever. So all that stuff's out of the way. I come up there, I do a couple of songs, had a good time, I got paid. Day 2. Heading up to the Fox and Goose in Sacramento. It was hosted by Hank and Lulu, aka Kevin and Allison Seconds. And they had a great guest storyteller and performer, Noah Nelson. I was so amazed to hear his tunes and his songs and whatever. Jillian introduced me to her cousin, Ben Mutton, from the band Pikeys. A great saxo band. And then our friend, Lady T, Tyrese McBride, showed up. And Benji, he showed up with his wife. And Benji's with a band called Darky Dark and the Junkie Bunch. I met a lot of new folks through Jillian. Jordan Trailer, Trawler, frontman of Mob Rule. Was really great. Rob was there from Die Laughing Records, my CEO partner. And it was great. So I go, after we're done playing, saying goodbye, go back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep. Day 3, wake up, get a good breakfast, and guess where at? I got it at the Fox and Goose. Nice breakfast. So then we had, I wanted to go see this record store called Phono Select, the friendliest record store in Sacramento. A guy named Dale Bassi, I was introduced to this guy, about 6 months ago through Greg Langston. This guy, Dell, can tell stories about vinyl for days. I was impressed. I was just so exhaustively impressed, man. I was like, I'm in heaven. So I asked him the magic question, do you have any test pressings? So we went to the back room. He showed me a few. But I did buy a Tri-Bait Snarkism, a test pressing. It was mint condition on Alternative Tentacles. He gave me a sweet deal. Okay, I'm heading up now to the Gold Country, Nevada City. We're going to be playing the Miners Foundry Cultural Center. It was a great show. A lot of nice folks. I loved Stephanie from the Stratospheres. She was amazing. And then the whole town was amazing. It's like going back to the Gold Rush days, 1800s. It's just amazing. And I was recognized in the street. I went to go get a taco and some guys go, hey, you're playing tonight. And I said yes, and that was flattering. I want to thank Hannah Chamberlain that put the show together at the Miners Foundry Cultural Center. She's an up-and-coming promoter. She's a great songwriter, a great vocalist. She just rocks, man. But I'll be back up there November 15th for her birthday show. I want her to sit in with me to play a couple of songs. So that was it, folks. I had a good time. I want to thank Rob Trisler and Jillian, the Go-Go-Go Girl from Die Laughing Records. I want to thank, again, Kevin Ellison seconds. I want to thank Lady V. It was amazing. I'll see you guys soon. Rob, hey, how about playing off the Hobo Circus?
No problem, Davo. Here is Ooh La La off the Unfortunate Bastard album, Hobo Circus.
Chelsea Rose, I'm the front person singer and lyricist for the band Bite.
And this is Crazy Keith. I play guitar and Bite, and we want to give a shout out to all the punks, all the rockers, everyone who supports the underground music scene. Keep those records spinning.
And we have a new single coming out this Friday, July 12th. That's right. Bite's new single is called Gone Too Far on Die Laughing Records. We have a video that's going to be coinciding with that. And we have a show that very night at the Stork Club in Oakland. with the Nuns, the Tortured, the Rhines, and Sick Pigeon. So come on out and rock out with us. We're excited. So I also want to talk to you guys about the music festival that Keith and I attended this past weekend. We went to the 10th annual Burger Boogaloo Festival. And Mark from Burger Records puts on this great event every year. He's been doing it for a decade now. And it's a great way to hear new music that you haven't heard before and to hear some classic music. And this year, I feel like the breakout bands were Amel and the Sniffers on the first night. They were an amazing female-fronted band from Australia. And on the second, the band The Chats, who were also from Australia, were killer. We love Burger Boogaloo. We love that John Waters hosts it. He has been very inspirational to me with all his great movies. And another reason we like to go there is because we love seeing all our friends that we love. And we have been fortunate enough over the years to actually have some inspirational people be able to actually call them our friends. And one of them played this year with the Dead Boys, the amazing James Williamson from Iggy Pop's band. And also Cheetah Chrome, we've come to be pretty good friends with him over the years, and we were super stoked to see them. The other band that we love that played was the Dwarves.
Yeah, and I'm most fortunate to be able to call them my friends. They always bring it on really tough. They're a great band, and I'm fortunate enough to play with He Who Cannot Be Named. We do a project similar to the Dwarves. We tour, we make records, and I find it really fun.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sexy dancing of my friend Zandora LaVey. She was awesome this year. This whole set by the Dwarves and the Dead Boys was so amazing. I was lucky to capture some of it on video with the crowd surfing and everything. It was just great. So one other thing that happened to us was our friend Joe from Fuck'em, who was over with his lovely wife Bobby over at her vending stand. He was talking about us doing a duet on the Motorhead song, Please Don't Touch. And I'd love to do that because I did Wendy O in our Plasmatics tribute band, the Slapmatics. So he was talking about me doing that part and Keith doing the guitar work on it with him. So we're excited about that. Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to the people that make Die Laughing Records possible. That's Dave Dalton from The Unfortunate Bastard, Rob Trisler, who's working hard behind the scenes, and the go-go-go girl, Jillian Elizabeth.
Yeah, so this is Keith and Chelsea Rose from the band Bite saying, keep your eyes and your ears on Die Laughing Records.
Rock and roll!
We're so happy Bite is part of our Die Laughing Records family. Now, here is their track that's coming out on July 12th, Gone Too Far, on Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast.
Try, too wild to live, yeah, too young to die.
Exciting news, people. This is Rob Trisler coming to you right now with a special alert. It's a news, breaking news, and it is Born Sick and Raw Power with 4 tracks coming out on a brand new digital 7-inch called Sick with Power on July 19th. 2 tracks per band. That's amazing. You're going to want to get it. It's on all those places that you like to go and download stuff, so make sure you do it. Make sure you download Sick with Power. If you have not heard these bands, I don't know where you've been, but I will tell you this much. I'm going to play for you a track right now, previously released by Born Sick, DIY style, and this track is called Shut Up.
Hey folks, the Hellflowers are going to have a big record release show here in Oakland, California at the Golden Bowl, July 27th, 2019. It's going to be a killer show. Their album is called Por Vida on 12-inch vinyl, kind of a pinkish, reddish vinyl. And they have a digipack CD out on Die Laughing Records. And on that bill is going to be the Screaming Bloody Marys, their label mate, and Glitter Trash, members of the Dogs, and Hot Laundry. Killer juke joint, street punk juke joint band. I'm just really excited about this whole bill. And on the Hellflowers, there's a couple of good hits on there. Matter of fact, all the songs are hits. But Come On, Let's Dance, and Those Days. Wow.
You're in a band, you play punk, you gig. Get out there, you make noise, and you want to be heard on the radio. Die Laughing Records podcast is giving you the chance to make that dream come true. So check out the Instagram for Die Laughing Records to get details of how to send us your MP3. Before long, you might be on the show. Share this information and hear from you soon. See ya.
Hey, this is Dal Bassey from Funnel Select Records in Sacramento, and I love the Die Laughing Records podcast.
This is the shout-out segment. Simplest way to look at it is like this. In the old days, meaning when you were a teenager, or maybe you're still a teenager, maybe you're not even a teenager yet, but regardless, when people used to call radio stations and request a song for that person they loved, well, instead, we're going to give it out. We're going to give it back. So this is our shout-outs to you.
I love you, you love me.
Hey kids, Jillian Elizabeth, your Go 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 Girl here. And I just want to give a shout out from Die Laughing Records to our friends over at Phono Select Records, the friendliest record store in Sacramento, and it certainly lives up to that name. Phono Select is located at 2475 Fruit Ridge Road, Sacramento, California, 95822. Kids, they are open 365 days a year, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and you can find everything you would want vinyl there, as well as a little bit of CDs, cassette tapes thrown in, and I saw a super cool leopard coat that I wanted. So go in, check it out, say hi to Dell, tell him you're a friend of Die Laughing Records, and you go, go, go.
What better way to support a record store than by buying vinyl at it? And since we have the new upcoming re-release of Rise Up by Fang on Die Laughing Records, the 12-inch vinyl version, make sure you go to Phono Select if you are in the Sacramento market and pick up the record there. Anyway, in honor of that record release and as well as Phono Select itself, as our shout out, here's Rise Up by Fang.
Jillian Elizabeth, your Go 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 Girl for Die Laughing Records, and I'm in Sacramento, California at Fox and Goose with...
Noah Nelson.
Kevin Coughlin.
Ben Mutton.
Jason Salo.
Hennessy on drums, and we're here listening to Die Laughing Records podcast.
And you should too.
This show is a lot of fun for us to do every week for you guys because we are promoting bands on Die Laughing Records. But when bands that are not on the label we know are listening to this show, it actually makes this really worth it because not only do they have no obligation, but they actually are contributing to giving everyone that listens to the show entertainment. So in honor of those bands, this shout out goes to all the bands. And in the case of this last shout out, you just heard the intro to it, was we had Ben Mutton in there from the Pikeys. So we're going to play Black and Tans by the Pikeys. So I get an email from Lord Prosser, and he says, "Hey Rob, can you play a track from a band from France?" And I'm thinking to myself, well, why wouldn't I? We do it all the time. I mean, you're from France, so why wouldn't we? We love supporting everyone. But Lord Prosser, you know, he has a special place in all of our hearts over at Die Laughing Records. He is our ambassador, of course, so when he asks me to play a track, I'm going to listen to it and make sure we find a way to get it in. And in this case, they got him in. Him and his son, actually, they actually made friends really well at the Slipknot show. And this is the band For the Sin from France with their track, Infinite.
Thank you.
This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
One of the things I was thinking about is, a lot of artists I talk to, one of the things that's a misconception is, we got a record done, let's get it right out. But realistically, they always want to get press. We want to get press as a label. What is the expectation and what's the time frame you need as a publicist to really get people the best bang for their buck when it comes to properly getting the record out there for review?
That is a really good question because a lot of people don't understand how that works. With bands, they get excited about a record, and as soon as it's done, they want to get it out to the public and, let everybody know that it's existing and it's for sale, and then they want to promote it after that. And a lot of the times, they'll receive, attention from bloggers and, some podcasts and things like that about the release. But on a national level, it's a little different because national publications, we have lead time. It could be anywhere from 1 to 3 months. And what that means basically is if a record isn't out, let's say it's 2 to 3 months before it's released, you can pitch a freelance writer and they'll be able to consider it simply because it's not released yet. But once that album is released, the freelance writer for a national publication can't touch it because to them it's already 3 months old. And that has a lot to do with manufacturing of the magazines, the printing, advertising, and all that stuff has to go ahead before they go to print with it. And then once it hits the newsstand, you're looking at 3 months from the time that the interview happened until the release on the stands, the newsstands. So if you miss that opportunity, you'll never have it. And that's what happens quite a bit with bands. They don't understand lead time. But more than that, it's persuasion time. I think that's more accurate for an independent artist than it would be, say, for a large band like U2. The magazines would look at U2 and say, man, we got to have that lead time or else we're going to look old if the review comes out 3 months after the release. But for an independent band, it takes about that much time just to persuade a writer to consider it. So you have to have this. It's the exact same amount of time just to get the person to think about it and then, of course, pitch it to an editor and then hopefully it gets assigned for any kind of a review or interview. So lead time is probably one of the most important things to get national press than just about anything for an independent artist.
Curtis, how do people reach you?
You can reach me one of three ways. My phone number is area code 909-265-6984. My email address is maelstrompr@gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/maelstrompr.
That was Rotbite with their track Stick Together, Fight Forever from Anaheim, California. I also want to say thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, episode number 41. And I want to thank everyone that participates in working on this show every week, all the bands, all the people from Die Laughing Records, all the contributors, everyone. Thank you for RadioVegas.rocks. Thank you for our distributors. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
This is the Die Laughing Records radio show. Yes, that's right. You are up for an hour of punk with Rob Trisler, Dave Dalton, Go Go Girl, Gillian Elizabeth, and Curtis Smith, with jingles by myself, Lord Prosser. So stay tuned for an hour of punk and punk news. Die Laughing Records podcast on RadioVegas.rocks every Wednesday and Friday.
Get the RadioVegas.rocks app so you can listen on the go 24/7.